The larger idea is to try out centralized garbage collection in Sitka's Indian River neighborhood. Instead of residents having their own cans, everyone takes their trash to a central location and places it in big 300-gallon containers that are chained to the ground. But first, a test to see if the cans could withstand an onslaught by Shaikh and Kilisnu, two brown bears who reside at Sitka's Fortress of the Bear. The can was chained to the ground inside the bear's habitat with some fruit and yogurt inside. When the bears were released from their holding room, Shaikh and Kilisnu calmly walked over, nudged it a little, and Kilisnu gave up. Shaikh stood on his hind legs, looking almost human as he used his front paws to push, pull, and thrash the can. Some pushing and prying near the rim created a gap big enough to get his snout and then his whole head inside.
The can wasn't full of garbage. Had they been able to push the edge in like they did and then get garbage as an incentive, then you would have seen a renewed effort to get food out of there.
That's Phil Mooney, wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says Shaikh and Kilisnu are bigger than an average bear their age.
Much bigger. Shaikh is close to 800 pounds. We very rarely get a bear that size in town. So it's a real good test for that, too. And you could see that he could flex the top of the can, and so could Kilisnu. But they couldn't get in far enough. Even though they tried to bite it, they couldn't pull the piece out.
Mooney is also a member of the city's bear working group. The group was formed to address the problems Sitka has faced from bears who only seem to be getting more comfortable coming into town. In 2010, the Sitka Police Department responded to 214 bear calls, even more the year before that, some 240. Those numbers could be because more people are reporting bear sightings, says Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt. But regardless, he says the problem needs to be addressed.
We go on hundreds of calls a year, and they can range from a few minutes just going by and looking for a bear. Sometimes it can be a lot more significant amount of time.
The officials observing Wednesday's test said it wasn't perfect and that there are places to strengthen the cans. But the results seemed more fruitful than the last test held here, which was performed on a smaller garbage can, one of the ones that individuals might have in front of their house. It was modified with latches to keep the lid closed. The bears made short work of that can, which led the assembly at the time to make short work of that project. For this project, the bears were clearly attracted to the cans, but after about 40 minutes of work, they could not get in. In practical application, Harmon says the hope is that wild bears will learn the cans won't yield any food.
You know, they might come, smell it, and be interested in it, but it will be a known factor that they can't get in it. That's the goal, and they move on, and they just basically hopefully evolve to take that off of their route of interest. But, you know, you'll probably have some initial interest in it. And so that's what we need to be careful with.
The next step is to make some minor changes to the weak spots the bears exposed in the can and to meet with residents of the Indian River neighborhood where this project is set to take place. Members of the Bear Working Group, like Andrew Tomes, hope that those who live where the city wants to try this centralized garbage approach will see a benefit in participating.
This has an advantage in that, you know, you don't have to worry about your own garbage can and keeping it clean and washing it out with bleach and what happens if the bear comes in your neighborhood and gets in your garbage can or the ravens get in it and then all of a sudden there's garbage all over the street that's from your house that you have to clean up or your neighbors have to clean up.
The bear group meets with neighbors on Friday at 6:30 p.m. in the fire hall, and their feedback could be critical to the project's future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.